ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、 A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、 リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Have you decided what country you'll talk about for your presentation? Remember, we've got to convince the rest of the class that it's an interesting place to visit.
Yes, I'm going to talk about Thailand.I think that's a great place to visit.
I almost chose that too. And then I thought about Singapore.
That's what I thought you'd choose since you lived there for a couple of years, and you know the place so well.
Yeah, that would be easy. But in the end, I decided to choose a place that nobody else will present on, like Tibet. So that's the one I'm doing.
I'm not sure that people will be keen to travel so far. Korea might be a better choice. Lots of people want to go there.
I want to choose somewhere people might not know. Korean stuff is so popular.
What about China?
I'm sure other people will pick that. No, I'm fine with my choice.
Question 49. What place will the man talk about for his presentation? Listening 2.
I'm playing in a volleyball competition next Saturday. Would you like to come and see me play?
I'm free in the morning, but if it's in the afternoon, I can't make it. I have to attend a class from 3 o'clock.
The competition actually starts at 2 o'clock, but do come and join us. Forget going to class for one day. You can meet up with my brother and go together.
I'd love to come, but my mathematics is not great, and I really need to work on it.
What a shame. But you can join me and my friends for coffee around 1 o'clock, can't you?We're going to meet at the coffee shop next to the school. You know which one I mean.
Sure. I used to work there part-time. I'll join you, but I can't stay too long.
Question 50. Why can't the man go to see the woman play volleyball on Saturday? Listening 3.
And now for the 5-day weather forecast. Tomorrow, Monday, will be a beautiful day. It will be sunny with a high of 15 degrees in the daytime. Clear skies will continue through the evening with an overnight low of 5 degrees. Tuesday will see more of the same good weather with the high again of about 15 degrees. The skies will begin to cloud up in the evening, but there should be no rainfall. Again, the overnight low will be about 5 degrees.Wednesday, the weather will turn colder, with temperatures falling to about 10 degrees in the daytime and near freezing at night. However, there should be no rain. By Thursday, the skies will turn clear, but the temperatures will drop, with a daytime high of no more than 5 degrees and overnight temperatures well below freezing. On Friday, temperatures will be a few degrees higher, with rain or possibly snow late in the afternoon. Nighttime temperatures will be around freezing.
Question 51. What day will have the coldest daytime temperature? listening for.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Hi. I'd like 2 tickets for the film Monster Hunter 4.
Would you like to make a reservation for today, Friday?
Well, today or tomorrow. It depends on what seats are available.
Okay. There are seats available today at 12 p.m., 6 p.m., or 8 p.m. The 12 o'clock and 8 o'clock screenings are in Japanese. The 6 o'clock one is in English with Japanese subtitles.
Don't you have a screening of the film in English at 4 o'clock?
Sorry, that one is all full. It's still available at the same time tomorrow, though. Would you like to reserve seats for it now? Tickets are selling out fast, and soon there'll only be tickets available for the 6 o'clock screening.
Yes, okay. Please do that.
Question 52. When is the woman planning to watch the movie? Listening 5.
This is an announcement about tonight's high school drama performances. All students who are not performing should arrive at the main hall and be seated before 6 o'clock when the show starts. First-year performers should be ready in costume 30 minutes before the start. Second-year performers are due to start their performance at 6:45 and should be ready in costume at 6:15. And third-year performers should be ready at 7 o'clock. They are expected to begin their performance at 7:30. Good luck to all of tonight's performers.
Question 53. When should second-year students be in costume? Listening 6.
Oh, Momoka, I've been looking for you. Could you help me practice for an English speaking test? I could really use your help.
Sure, I can do that. When should we meet?
The test is on Friday afternoon. How about Monday evening?
I'm really busy with my club on Monday, but I'm free on the weekend.
Okay, how about Saturday evening? You can come to my house, or Sunday morning. We can meet somewhere on campus.
I'll come to your house. I like to sleep in on Sundays.
Question 54. When will the boy and girl meet?
パート B リスニング7から8では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から D または A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が2つ、リスニング8には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
It's a national holiday on Friday. How about going to the beach? We haven't been there for a while.
Not a good idea, I'm afraid. The forecast is for cool, windy weather in the morning and possible rain in the afternoon.
That's not great beach weather, is it? Let's go next weekend instead.
Okay. Would you like to do a bit of shopping? I'd like to take a look at the clothing store that opened last week, the one opposite the library.
It may be closed on holidays, so why don't we go to the shopping mall instead? That will definitely be open.
I checked online and the store is open, so I'd like to go there, if that's okay.
Sure. So what shall we do first after lunch?
We should really go see your parents. We haven't visited them in weeks.
Yes, you're right. But I think I'd better have a haircut first. You know how my mom complains if I look untidy.
Yes, you're right. In that case, why don't we go to the museum instead? There's a new exhibition starting on Friday, and it looks really interesting.
That's the opening day, so it'll probably be really crowded. But let's try anyway. If we change our minds, we can always go to the cinema. There are a couple of movies that look good. The cinema is just a few minutes away.
True. Why don't we call Peter and May to ask if they want to join us for the afternoon?
What a great idea. We haven't seen them for ages. We can have lunch with them first, if they're free, or dinner later.
I'd prefer dinner, if that's all right.
That's fine by me. Let me give Peter a call to see if they're free.
Listening 8.
Many people dream of turning a hobby into a full-time job or successful business, but Kyla Acampo has made it a reality. Today, we get to sit down with Kyla, the Filipina entrepreneur, to hear her story behind Rainbowholic, her business, which specializes in stationery, and what she calls kawaii journaling. Kyla, thank you so much for coming to visit us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You probably get asked this a lot, but what brought you to Japan in the first place?
It was always my dream to come to Japan. I grew up watching anime, and my brother brought me souvenirs when he was an exchange student here. When I graduated from college, he helped me get into a Japanese language school in Tokyo. After completing the course, I worked with my brother and his company there, and then got a job as an English teacher.
Okay, so what got you interested in Japanese stationery?
It started early, because kids in my elementary school would create stationery sets. We didn't have much money, so we would make our own sets, but we never used them. We just exchanged and collected them. Then, one time, my brother's Japanese friend sent me some stationery. I was amazed by the quality, even though it came from a 100-yen shop. A lot of Japanese stationery is cute, of course, and the quality is wonderful. But having stationery for every occasion, having all those choices, that's what makes Japan a paradise for stationery lovers like me.
I understand completely. Now, can you explain for our listeners about what journaling is, especially kawaii journaling?
Sure. Journaling is just the practice of keeping a diary or journal where you write your thoughts and feelings about events of your life. But kawaii journaling is different. Despite the name, it doesn't have to be cute. In fact, a lot of journals aren't. People may think it's about decorating a journal with pictures, stickers, and other artwork, but kawaii journaling is really about being able to write about and present yourself in creative ways. It can be whatever you want it to be.
And when did you start journaling? I think I remember doing this when I was in elementary school for a year or so.
Yes, but for me it came later when I kept a reading journal to improve my English in high school. I liked decorating it and stuck pictures in it to remember vocabulary and things we talked about in class. During college, I really got into it even more, and I've been doing it ever since.
So how did this become more than a hobby? Why did you decide to start your own business?
It was accidental. I started writing a blog, which I no longer maintain, but was looking for something more creative to do. So I began a YouTube channel about stationery and journaling. The viewers started asking where they could buy the products I featured, and I realized I might be able to sell some of these products online. It was so successful that I decided to make it a full-time business. So I quit my job, and my boyfriend quit his job and became my business partner. At first, people were surprised that kawaii stationery could be profitable, but we're still here.
That's wonderful. And the products at your store make journaling look so much fun. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk about any tips you might have for our listeners if they want to start journaling.
パート C、リスニング9から10では、英語を聞いて、それに対して、印刷された各文の内容が正しければ、A、true を、正しくなければ、B、false を選びなさい。なお、リスニング9には問題が5つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear an announcer at a baseball game talking about an event where fans can meet players. Look at the 5 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Thank you for coming to the stadium today and supporting the Rockets baseball team. After today's game, there is a player meet and greet event where you'll have the chance to talk to some of the Rockets players. During this time, you'll have the opportunity to get the players' autographs, but you can't take selfies, I'm afraid. If the weather remains fine, the event will take place in the car park behind the north stand. But if it looks like rain, the activities will be held under the roof of the west stand. The players will be available to talk with fans for about an hour after the game finishes, around 4:30. Please appreciate that the players won't be able to speak with any one group for too long, since we expect many fans will want to take this opportunity to meet their heroes. Although the players are always happy to spend time with their fans, please consider that they'll have just finished the game, will be very tired, and will probably need to drink something while talking. After the players have left, food and drinks will be available for fans to buy until 6 o'clock when the event ends. The stadium gates close half an hour after that, which should give you enough time to finish your food and drink and still have time to take a look at team goods that are for sale. We look forward to enjoying your company after the game.
Listening 10. You will hear a news report about a Japanese college student who is helping with the production of cacao beans in Ghana. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Today, our person in the news is Ai Taguchi, a Japanese college student who loves chocolate. Taguchi really wanted to learn how chocolate was made, so using money she earned from her part-time job, 3 years ago, she headed for Ghana, where much of the world's cacao beans are grown. However, even though the price of chocolate can be quite high, once there, Taguchi was shocked to learn that many cacao farmers live in poverty. The reason for this was that their beans were of poor quality, and had to be sold at very low prices. Looking for a way to help the farmers, Taguchi concluded that if they produced better quality cacao beans, they would fetch higher market prices. While still studying at university, Taguchi also visited farms in Indonesia and Taiwan to gain knowledge on cacao farming. She also held talks with the Ghanaian government and was able to convince them to raise the minimum price of cacao beans. Using money she had raised, Taguchi also set up a chocolate factory in Ghana, and she started selling her own brand of chocolates, but only in Japan. Through her work, Taguchi has won the confidence of local farmers in Ghana and currently spends half the year there. We hope her story today inspires others to learn more about sustainability and development.
This is the end of the listening test.